Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to see you here.
Good to see you, husband.
Well, today we're going to be discussing Lesson 85. And before we begin, we're going to go through a little attunement here. So let's take a good deep breath. And join together in consciousness. Our attunement is an intention to raise our vibration. Word, I am word. I am word through this vibration. Word, I am word. I am word through this intention. Word, I am word. I am word through the one I see before me. Word, I am word. I am word through the knowing of myself as word. Word, I am word. Let's take a good deep breath. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. Today's review will cover these ideas. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. My grievances show me what is not there and hide from me what I would see. Recognizing this, what do I want my grievances for? They keep me in darkness and hide the light. Grievances cannot go together, but light and vision must be joined for me to see. To see, I must lay grievances aside. I want to see. And this will be the means by which I will succeed. Specific applications of this idea might be made in these forms. Let me not use this as a block to sight. The light of the world will shine all this away. I have no need for this. I want to see. My grievances hide the light of the world in me.
Number 70, my salvation comes from me. Today I will recognize where my salvation is. It is in me because its source is there. It has not left its source, and so it cannot have left my mind. I will not look for it outside myself. It is not found outside and then brought in, but from within me it will reach beyond, and everything I see will but reflect the light that shines in me and in itself. These forms of the idea are suitable for more specific application. Let this not tempt me to look away from me for my salvation. I will not let this interfere with my awareness of the source of my salvation. This has no power to remove salvation from me. My salvation comes from me.
My grievances hide the light of the world in me. My salvation comes from me. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath here. In the Bible, it was said, you know, that the Word was with God. And what we come to understand is Word is the energy of the Creator in action, an idea of love extending everlasting and expressing everlasting. That would be you. That would be me. So as Word, as Christ, in perfect safety, this attunement brings us into that energy so that when we read these lessons, we are seeing this from and joined with the vision of that mind. And when we do that, that helps us to understand the deeper profundity of each of these lessons. Grievances are just ideas that we refuse to let go of. Judgments, really, that we've constructed from our egoic, fearful self. and have not allowed ourselves to look at it truly in the light. So we hold it in the dark, keep it to ourselves, and we hold our opinions and positionalities. And those things cause us dis-ease. Those things cause us to be unhappy. Those things are not helping us to succeed in our purpose here that we talked about in yesterday's lessons. So the salvation comes for me because I have to get out of my own way, or I should say I have to get the ego out of my vision. The ego is a filter system, and I'm seeing the world through that system, seeing through a darkly colored glass. And we could say that glass is like the ego construct of fear and guilt. And when we move that back, move it away, put it behind us, then we're free and we can see what creation really is. And is it our creation? Absolutely. Is it God's creation? Absolutely, because we are one with God. We cannot worship a God that we see that is other than ourselves, not in truth. Grievances hide the light of the world in me. My salvation comes from me.
And so how constructive it is that our grievances actually show us what isn't there. Like, that's helpful, isn't it? It's like, so when I know that I'm in a grievance consciousness or dialogue or self-talk, how constructive it is to maybe write that down and say, okay, this is showing me what is not there, what is not true. Let me burn that. Let me release that. Let me let that go. Let me take that to Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, my right mind, and offer it there to say, show me then what is truly there. We're never upset for the reason we think. That's one of our lessons here. And so never being upset for the reason we think, it would also make sense then that the things that we kvetch about, the things that we complain about, we're not really upset for the reason we think in those moments. And so the grievance is showing us what is not true, what is not there. And so if we can recognize this, we can easily then bring them to the light. Grievances and light do not go together. They cannot go together. Hey, but here's the good news. Vision and light do. How often do we just want to see clearly? How often do we just want certainty? How often do we say that we want that? Well, this is the way to that. It is clearing the way so that we may see. I just had the thought of how funny it is, you know, Brother T, Tony, and I driving around as husband and wife, and sometimes I'll look at him and I can't really see his eyes because his glasses have stuff on them, or he'll hand them to me and say, hey, honey, will you clean my glasses for me? You know, and I will do that and give it back. And it's like, you all know what that feels like. It's like, oh my gosh, how was it that I was able to see, you know? And that's what the grievances are, the glass darkly. Mm-hmm. That we can't see, but the Windex, the cleanser, the cleaner is forgiveness. Absolutely. Is offering it to the light so that in that light I can see, oh, okay, this isn't true. Spirit, tell me what is true. And that, you know, the second my salvation comes from me, you know, how often I have looked for it elsewhere, that it doesn't come from outside myself. It is not found there and then brought in. I love that statement. It's not, you know, we don't go out and find it and then, okay, bring it into our home. It already is in our home being our consciousness, our home being the love intelligence that we have available to us. Our salvation comes from within. We always begin within. This is a rising out. We talk about attunement is rising in vibration. It's rising out of that victim level consciousness. And by taking responsibility, by looking within, by unifying, by the holy instant, We rise and we connect our vision with light and we see that it is within us. God placed the solution right within us. How benevolent is that? That we really do not need to go seeking for it. Everything I see then will but reflect the light that shines in me and in itself. My salvation comes from me. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. And I love the little application. Whatever this is that's gotcha in the world, it has no power to remove salvation from me. There is nothing that has the power to remove salvation from us. What is given by God is given fully and given eternally. It is never taken back. It is always true, always there. And how grateful I am, how grateful I am.
My grievances hide the light of the world in me. My salvation comes from me. And so it is. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send